Right. What's the time? 9:25 here on the Island Life, and with me now is Rob Henry from the Waiheke Coast Guard. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
Now, I've been busy telling everyone that you won an award, but I hear that's not quite the case.
No, the Coast Guard Northern Region Awards night, we were one of four nominees for an award for Performance of the Year. Unfortunately, we didn't get the award, but we were one of four nominees out of potentially 15.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the particular incident that you were nominated for?
There was a call out about 9 o'clock at night that two kayakers had left Hook's Bay. They got separated. One had come ashore and didn't know where his friend was. So it's when we had the old NIAD, the little 5.3 vessel. So we launched at Sandy Bay. It was quite a blow. Three of us went. And we did a shoreline search right the way through. We were accompanied by Hawk, the MAF vessel, Howick Rescue 1, which is a 9.5-metre boat, and Lion Foundation Rescue, which is a 14, 15-metre boat. We did the shoreline search, and they did the outline search. And we got back, I think, about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Because just as we had to turn back, the kayaker had been found safe and well on land. So we didn't actually rescue anybody, but we went out looking for them. It was pretty snotty.
So with these nominations, are the awards made on the basis of danger, or is it your kind of operational efficiency?
I think it's a mixture of many things. Performance of the year, it sort of looks at the environment, the time, the location, the task, and the conditions of the sea.
So it's a pretty good kind of positive report, really, on the local Coast Guard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that we were nominated, the fact that we were there, says that, you know, all the boring training that we go through and all the time we put in, some, you know, can pay off. I mean, it would have been wonderful if the guy had still been in the water and we found him. That would have been a real feather. But the fact was we were out there doing our job in adverse conditions, probably near the limit of the vessel, and people acknowledge that. So,
and you've also had a bit of acknowledgement of your service to the Coast Guard recently.
Yeah, 10 years.
That's pretty good going. 10 yeah. years out, rescuing people.
Well, yeah, there's other people with longer years service in the unit than me. There's two others with longer years service, but it's nice.
Yeah, very good. Now, how long have you had your new boat?
About 18 months now.
18 months, but apparently plans afoot for another one.
Yes.
That's a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Not really. What you have to understand is that the reason we moved to the Protector was, A, we were offered it fairly economically. He's taking a photograph of me now. Don't take it with my mouth open, Chris. First off, we had the Waveney, as you know, which was fairly slow, and we were tending to get long tow jobs, which meant long times away from work and stuff, because they could get a boat from Auckland, say, to the Noises quicker than we could get there. So it was a move to upgrade to a fast response vessel, which is what they actually wanted us to have. So it was from the support of Coast Guard Northern Region that we got rid of the Waveney, bought the Protector, which actually was, its history is that it's the second Protector ever made, only the second and the first in Coast Guard service. So it has a long history of 9 years, 8 or 9 years of Coast Guard work. And, you know, it's not brand new, it's not 100%. It's good, it does what we want it to do, and it will do. But what we don't want to get is the situation we were in where we had to replace the Waveney and we didn't have any money to do it. So we've begun to follow a plan that Coast Guard Northern Region have put into place where certain vessels should be replaced, upgraded or whatever. And they put Waiheke Rescue down for replacement by 2009, by which it will be 10 years old plus. So, and that's, well, you know, that's done a lot of work. So we, with that in mind, have begun already to robustly search the options available to us, type of boat, manufacturer, style, power, drive systems and all this electronics. So we're already beginning to look at that, and we've had meetings with suppliers just to discuss possibilities. It will be a while before a final decision is made on style, type, etc., but we are following that up. And also we are establishing a trust through a local law firm purely for the purpose of providing funds for this replacement vessel. So sort of 2009 may seem a long way off, but we do have to raise quite a lot of money.
And I mean, what's a kind of ballpark figure for the type of boat that you need?
800,000 plus.
Jeepers.
Yeah, well, we want it to be safe for our crew. And I think it was two Sundays ago we were called to Port Jackson to a vessel, a yacht with a single-handed sailor with a broken arm. And for the protector, the conditions on the day going around the top of Colville, it was borderline, it was pretty close. So we're looking at a vessel that will guarantee the safety of our crew and enable them to operate in the sort of seas that we get. The protector's fine for sort of close inshore stuff, but when you get out in the big stuff, it's hard work sometimes.
All right. So all those boaties out there need to start saving the coins, don't they, really?
Yeah, the trust will be announced fairly soon as soon as we get it set up. The finite design of the vessel is yet to be decided upon. There is a select committee, not a government select committee, there is a small committee that are looking at all of the options, and at the end of the day it will be a design that will be safe and capable for the seas we get.
Is second hand an option for the replacement boat, or do you have to go new?
We would like to go new, because with the Protector, we've learned a lot about the needs in a fast response vessel, which we hadn't had. Well, we'd had the Naiad, but that wasn't quite the speeds that we're going to get up to. So we've learned sort of layout conditions, environments for the crew, what you want. And we'd like to think that we probably know better than most people what we need. And so we are looking to have a boat designed and built to our specifications, hence new.
Very good. So we'll hear the announcement of the trust soon, and we'd need the Waiheke community to get in behind us.
That's fine. You know, anybody who's got 800,000 in the bank they don't want, really, they could put it into the trust.
There's quite a few of those in Church Bay, I think.
Perhaps they're friends of yours.
I think they move in different circles. well, there we go. That's Rob Henry, Waiheke Coast Guard, keeping us safe. And congratulations on reaching that 10-year mark, Rob.
Well done. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Cheers.